In my view, you've got now this phenomena that's just created a problem for all of us in the international community, and that's the issue of foreign fighters. So you have now foreign fighters coming from all over the world, coming to fight alongside ISIS in Syria and now today inside of Iraq. If you look at from the Russian point of view, Chechen extremist fighters are coming in to fight in Syria and Iraq that are going to be problematic because eventually they go back to Chechnya and create problems. Not only that, all the other jihadists that are looking for the next place to fight will also go back to the Caucasus. So they have as much of a problem, I believe, if not slightly more because of the numbers involved, than let's say other European countries, France, Germany, Italy, or anywhere else. So I think we're all in the same boat. I mean, you'd probably be surprised that we're picking up Chinese from Western China in Syria and in Iraq, and actually not too far away from our borders. So this has really become a global problem.
And how do you deal with that global problem?
Well, there is, on the other side is, I personally believe that we as Arab and Muslim countries, as I said to our parliament on the opening of parliament 2 months ago, this is a Muslim problem. We need to take ownership of this. We need to stand up and say what is right and what is wrong. This is no reflection of our religion. This is evil. And all of us have got to make that decision. We have to stand up and say, this is the line that is drawn in the sand, and those that believe in right should stand on this side, and those that don't have to make a decision to stand on the other. It's clearly a fight between good and evil. I think it's a generational fight. As I said to President Putin, I think this is a third world war by other means.
Let me just stop. You're saying this is a third world war by other means, and that's what you said to Putin? That's what you'll say to the President of the United States?
What I believe, I think I've already said to the President, I've said to other leaders. This is a generational fight, and I hope that on a generational fight, so that people misunderstand me, I hope the short-term part of it is going to be the military. The medium term is a security aspect of it. But the long term is going to be the ideological one. And so what I'm saying is, you know, we as Muslims have got to, you know, look ourselves in the mirror and realize that we have this problem, make this very difficult call, and then all of us come together and clearly sort of say that, you know, these people are renegades, these people have nothing to do with Islam. I mean, we have this argument at the moment that they're saying there's extremist Muslims and moderate Muslims, and I don't believe that. You know, I'm a Muslim, why are you calling me a moderate Muslim? I'm a Muslim. I don't know what these people are.
We don't know what Baghdadi is.
You know, these people that feel that our religion condones the execution and crucifixion of people, the beheading and the raping of women, that has nothing to do with our religion or other religions. So there's a lot of leaders around the Arab and Muslim world that have had enough.